And here's today's news from National Health Executive on Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. A new agreement is set to support the use of AI within the NHS as the government looks to speed up patient care, improve staff experience, and drive operational efficiencies. A collaboration charter between the government's Incubator for Artificial Intelligence and NHS England was signed late last week. The charter will primarily focus on delivering non-clinical AI solutions rather than developing new AI-based medical devices and products. Parliamentary Secretary for the Cabinet Office, Alex Burghardt, said the charter signed today marks the beginning of an exciting new partnership between our rapidly growing team of AI experts within central government and NHS England. A new open competition has been launched by the National Institute for Health and Care Research to designate and fund commercial research delivery centres. These centres will be dedicated to advancing the delivery of commercial research. A £77 million investment over 7 years, starting from April 2025, will fuel the establishment and operation of the commercial research delivery centres. The NIHR CEO, Professor Lucy Chappell, said the CRDCs will work with other NIHR infrastructure to ensure people can participate in commercial clinical trials no matter where they live in the country. And the Welsh NHS Confederation has welcomed Jonathan Morgan as its new chair after Emma Woollett stepped down from the role. Jonathan has spent the last 12 years working across health, social care and housing in a variety of senior and non-executive roles. Jonathan said, "I want us to continue the work with ministers, members of the Senate and key public service partners as we find new and bold solutions to deliver a health and care service that responds to the needs of the people of Wales to ensure the best outcomes for our population." And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.